Glory to Jesus Christ. Certainly, the hardest statement ever made was, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me. But perhaps the next one we heard today's gospel: whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Hard to take, to even imagine that God would put himself ahead of that kind of love. And we ask the question, you know, what is our motivation in life? Is it to please others? Some of us may remember Ricky Nelson, and he had a song that said, you know, if all I have to do is please others, I'll never succeed, because you can't please everybody. How true that is. How true it is that it's impossible to please everybody. Unless we please our mother and father, certainly a goal for children, because they know that the love that they need to grow and to live comes from those parents. And they want to be worthy of them. But we heard how God is our Father. Just celebrated the Feast of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But who is worthy of this God the Father? Those who love what God loves, starting with me. God loves me. How important is that message? Whoever loves father or mother more than themselves is not worthy of God the Father. Who am I? How do I see myself? We may remember the old fairy tale about Rapunzel. Rapunzel, raised without mirrors, growing up believing that she was ugly. Prince Charming comes along riding by on his big white horse, just as Rapunzel is leaning out of the tower for a breath of fresh air. Their eyes meet, and it's love at first sight. You probably remember, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair. As they gaze at each other, what I want to focus on. They gaze at each other, and in their love, they see each other, they see themselves in the other person. Rapunzel sees herself actually in the prince's eye. She now is free from the past, free from this lie that she is ugly, not worthy of love. She is free to be who God made her to be. It was in this experience of the other. I commented a few years ago at the gathering we had, that nobody has ever seen their own face. You can see a reflection of it. You can hope that other people, when they see your face, that they will tell you if there's spinach on your tooth. But you cannot see yourself, your parents, your past provided a lot for you. And believe me, I'm here to say you owe them. Don't ever underestimate that. But you owe them not to hold on to the past, not even to hold on to the good things that you were told. Rapunzel was holding on to this idea that she was ugly. Holding on to the past. What you owe them is to live in the present and face the future without fear, as they did. The saints did what they did because they sought to do right and not just to please others. That first reading we heard, hardly a good advertisement for saints in today's society. They were killed in this way. They were beaten. They were stoned. They were thrown into caves. No. We want to hear about how we're going to be elevated and put into mansions and enjoy life. But the writer of the letter to the Hebrews was telling it like it is. And he says, your reward is not in those things. The saints did what they did because they wanted to do right. And not just pleasing others. But to do right meant to reach out to others. Not necessarily to please them, but to love them. The saints who we celebrate on this first Sunday after Pentecost, the saints looked in the eyes of Christ and saw themselves worthy of God. When we happen to look up at the Pantocrator in the ceiling and see this, sometimes people get scared and say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve this. But don't we also look up and into those eyes of Christ and see that we are loved, that he is here to embrace us? Jesus Christ showed us the way. The saints, those early saints and saints thereafter, followed that way. They didn't rest on their ancestors' merits. Jesus faced the present and did what God the Father wanted him to do. And then he says to us, take up your cross and follow me as I have taken up my cross. We are not worthy by the actions only of ourselves. We have been made worthy, as we heard, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when we realize that, we will not rely on the past, the lies and the truths that we may have heard, but we can face the present challenge. When we come to this holy church and gaze into the eyes of Christ, we realize the love that he has for us, and we come to a healthy love for ourselves. Self-love, you love himself more than others, certainly not the right idea. But if we don't love ourselves, we can hardly become saints. With that healthy love of ourselves, and then allowing others to look into our eyes and see themselves, But they won't see themselves unless our eyes are eyes of love. Unless our eyes are the eyes of Jesus Christ, the lover of mankind. They will not see themselves. They will not be blessed as we are blessed. Let us indeed take this day when we acknowledge the communion of saints, the many saints who have gone before us and will go after us, those saints who we want to be one of and who we indeed rely on, those still among us, those who have gone before us, and those who will follow us. Glory to Jesus Christ.